This ain't Jump.
This ain't Slam.
The name of this record is Bounce.
What's up, everybody? Jack Maloney back with Friendly Bounce, Hardwood Paroxysm and Basketball Network. With my guys, Chris and Wesley, we're doing our special season preview podcast. Tonight we're going to talk about the Minnesota Timberwolves. Last year, 16-66, 15th in the Western Conference. They ended up with the first overall pick and took Karl-Anthony Towns, number one overall. They lost Gary Neal, Robbie Hummel, Chase Budinger, you know, who cares? They brought in some vets, Tayshaun Prince, Andre Miller, and obviously they got KG in the middle of the season last year, and then they also brought in Nemanja Bjelica, who won an MVP in some league in Europe. He's supposed to be pretty good, but I don't really know too much about him. It's a pretty new team. Obviously Rubio and Wiggins are back, and Gorgie Jang. But, you know, Karl-Anthony Towns and Wiggins are the future for this group, and it's going to be rough this year, certainly. But, you know, moving forward, you think you have two foundational pieces there. What are your guys' thoughts on the 2015-16 Minnesota Timberwolves?
They don't have to try and be bad this year, which is really progress. Because
they're just going to be bad.
Well, they're going to be bad, but they don't have to try to be bad. Like, you know how when the Sixers were rebuilding, they had to, like, kind of blow things up and try to be bad and, you know, go from there? The Wolves already got their core. Towns, Wiggins, Levine's not bad. They got Rubio, who's still youngish. Jang's not too bad either. They got some assets they can move, like, they can already move to the next step of the rebuilding process.
Right.
And part of that is being really lucky to fall ass backwards into Andrew Wiggins, but hey, sometimes you gotta get lucky.
Ass backwards into Wiggins and Towns. Their whole franchise building process has been an ass backwards plummet. But I will digress.
Well, it worked.
It did. I think they are going to be hovering around the same level of bad, but a hell of a lot more fun, obviously.
Right.
Towns, Wiggins. I'm actually kind of a fan of Shabazz Muhammad, too.
I am, too.
And Zach LaVine starting at the two should be some irrational fun if he ever learns how to play basketball. He's still got a little while to put that together.
But yeah.
They're gonna be fun, and they're going to be bouncy.
They're a team with, like, basically everyone on the court has a potential to, like, do a huge highlight, like, every time down, like, except maybe Gorgie Jang is not really high on the highlight potential, but, I mean, Rubio making passes, Wiggins, Karl Towns down low, like, this is a fun team. They're not going to be a good team, but this is definitely a team where, like, on a night when you're just flipping around league pass, like, you're going to check in on them for 10, 15 minutes just to see what Rubio is up to or what Wiggins is doing. This is a fun group. It's a group that, like, I don't know. I've been about Rubio since he came into the league, so, like, I've kind of been in on the Wolves as a league pass team for a while, and they're definitely up there again.
I think this could be one of those teams that, at the start of the year, they're really bad, and then come March or February, they're a pain in the ass to play. Because they got a lot of young guys that are going to get better, and they have a lot of veterans that are going to be teaching them how to get better. So I think as long as, like, there's a pain in the ass to play and one of those teams that if you look them off, they can beat you by March, I think that'll be a successful season for them.
Yeah. No, this is definitely a team that you're not measuring this year in wins and losses. Like, you're probably, I don't know, whatever, you win 20 to 30 games, somewhere in there. But it doesn't really matter. It's more just, you know, trying to figure out if Zach LaVine is someone who should be on the team, and after this rookie deal is up, like, is Wiggins and Towns, like, a viable core? Like, should you re-sign Rubio? Like, seeing how those pieces all fit together is what this year's about. It's not really wins and losses.
Establishing an identity.
Yeah.
You gotta establish an identity.
Right, and, you know, like, is seeing what Shabazz is capable of, you know, considering he's going to get a lot of playing time this year. Like, it's definitely a year to look forward rather than, like, be concerned whether or not you're winning on some random night in random Tuesday night in March. Like, it's great if you do, but who cares, really?
Yeah, that's going to be such a strange combination of personalities in there. Like, Zach LaVine, Andrew Wiggins, plus obviously Kevin Garnett and, like, Professor Miller and Tayshaun Prince. Some really, really weird signings that they made this summer.
Yeah.
That made me scratch my head a little, but what the hell?
Garnett is going to be terrifying. He's just going to eat Jang and Anthony Towns alive.
He was already, like, he was messing with Giannis in their preseason game tonight. You know, you could kind of see, like, Giannis, like, start to kind of, like, fight, not, like, fight back, but, like, give him, like, the extra little bump and nudge, and, like,
this isn't the Bucks podcast, but Giannis has an attitude.
He does.
Giannis is going to be, like, someone that, everyone loves Giannis right now. If he turns into that superstar everyone thinks he's going to be hated.
Yeah.
That dude's got an attitude that's, like, is just not going to rub people the right way.
Yeah, he's kind of, like, growing up. He's not the, like, 18-year-old where he's just like, oh, Giannis, like, it's so cool.
I'm not sure Kevin Garnett wants to be messing with that. Like, everyone knows Kevin Garnett's not the tough guy he acts like he is. And, like, Giannis could be someone that, like, if he actually wanted to fight someone, he would be, oh, dude, chill.
Yeah.
Like, you know how everyone knows who the real tough guys are in the NBA? They're the guys that, like, want to fight them at the when an NBA fight or whatever is about to break out, the funniest guy on the team walks over to try and calm him down. That could be Giannis in a few years.
Yeah, Giannis is going to be a problem for the league moving forward. But anyways, back to the Wolves. But yeah, like, Garnett, Miller, Tayshaun, like, the good thing for Minnesota with these vets is none of these guys really even seem interested in playing big minutes. Like, when you talk about the Lakers and how they have Brandon Bass and Lou Williams, is like, you're kind of worried that those guys are going to steal minutes from the young guys. But on this Wolves team, like Andre Miller is not interested in playing more than, like, 15 minutes. Like, KG can't. Like, Tayshaun Prince really can't either. Like, these dudes are just happy to be, like, still on a team, just, you know, part of the experience teaching the young guys. So, like, it's really going to be such a young team playing the majority of the minutes. Like, you look at this roster on Pakovic, I guess, and, like, Kevin Martin are probably the only vets that are going to be playing, like, real minutes for this team. Like, everyone else is so young.
I'm kind of interested in what's going to happen with Kevin Martin now that Zach LaVine's starting at the two. I'm sure they'll look to trade him.
Right.
I don't think he's got a very desirable contract. Nor could I imagine many teams being interested in Kevin Martin right now.
The owner of the Wolves have, like, a really strange relationship with Kevin Martin.
Might be true, I don't know.
Like, he likes him a lot and just doesn't want to get rid of him.
I don't know. But
I remember hearing something like that.
Kevin Martin's an interesting, he's had, like, a really interesting career. Like, I, like, basically completely forgot he was even on the team until, like, preseason. I, like, completely forgot about him as a player.
He might have been, like, I always wonder if how Kevin Martin would be perceived if he had grown up and played during the James Harden era of flopping to get your foul. Because that was Kevin Martin's game in Sacramento.
He was really fun in Sacramento.
Yeah, the dude could score like crazy. Like, he had a few years there where he was ridiculous.
Like, one of the worst one-on-one defenders I feel like I've ever watched. But he could fill it up.
Was Kevin Martin James Harden before James Harden?
No, I mean, he wasn't that good, but I guess like the flopping or whatever, but he has just like
a horrible defense. Well, not James. I mean, obviously James Harden is a lot better now than he was then, but there are pieces there.
Yeah, no, I mean, he got to the line like with his weird shot. Like, I don't know, he's just a really interesting career, like a really interesting player, but I don't know, his time is like, I don't know, he's like 32, like he's not really the player he used to be. I don't know, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that two spot, because like if it turns out LaVine just like can't handle it, I mean, you kind of have to play Martin because you don't really have anyone else unless you want to play Wiggins.
I guess you can drop Wiggins down to the two?
Yeah, like move let Wiggins and Muhammad play together, because I don't know. I'm not really sure Zach LaVine is a starting shooting guard material.
I don't think he really necessarily will project this one either. Wiggins and Shabazz with Towns and Garnett or Jang would be strange, just because they both, Wiggins and Shabazz, both love to do that little power post-up thing.
Yeah.
I would hope that the team is committed to developing LaVine over giving reserves minutes necessarily. I obviously don't know enough about how committed they would be to that, but I think it'd probably be best for all parties if they were.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you have to figure out if he's capable of doing it, because if he is, then great. Like, you have Wiggins, Towns, and LaVine, but, like, you can't just, I don't know, you can't just play him, like, 20-something minutes a night and not really be sure and then have to make a decision moving forward off, like, a small sample size. Like, you got to just run him out there. And it might be a complete disaster, but you have to see what he's about.
And if not, just keep him cryogenically frozen until All-Star Weekend and let him go off in the dunk contest every year until he retires.
Someone's just got to sign, like, someone every year has to sign Zach LaVine to his
just
position.
Just for plus PR.
His position is just dunk contest. That's what he signed for.
Instead of, like, a disabled player exception, you get a 16th spot for a dunk contest exception.
He's, like, they could sign him to their, like, dunk squad that, like, comes out. I don't even know if the Wolves have one, but, like, those, like, guys that come out in between the quarters, like, jump off the trampolines. You could just sign him for that and go on, like, tours. Zach LaVine and the...
Jeremy Evans would have a job forever.
I'm trying to think of players now that, like, could just... They would permanently have jobs in the NBA just because they could dunk.
Zach LaVine,
Gerald Green...
Yeah, he's, like, turned into a respectable player, but, yeah, like, Gerald Green.
There are a lot of them.
Jeremy Evans.
Jeremy Evans.
I guess maybe Nate Robinson. Can he still dunk?
I don't know. He didn't the somebody just signed him, didn't they?
Pelicans.
Of course they did. Pelicans. Who knows what they're doing. Anyways, you guys have any final thoughts on this Wolves squad? I feel like we've pretty much covered it.
Their interior defense is going to be horrific. They're going to lose so many games, but they might be a problem for teams that look them off in March.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'm also a little interested to see how much Tyus Jones plays this year. I wasn't necessarily all that high on him coming into the draft. I don't really know what his identifiable NBA skill is. He's a little Tyler Ennis-y to me like that, but I'm interested to see how he progresses. There's still some fun storylines on that team. Regardless of how many wins the game, or of how many games they win. And obviously, would also like to extend respects to Flip Saunders. Just hoping that whole situation's okay.
Yeah,
you know.
No doubt. That's too bad. I think that's a good place to end. That's a wrap for the Wolves. I'm Jack. My guys, Chris and Wesley. Here's our boy, DJ Los Latino, playing us out. Peace.
This ain't Jump.
This ain't Slam.
The name of this record is Bounce.